learning Sefer Taima Devaira, the Refuah Shleima ben Yamin Chaim ben Fega Sara. Taima Devaira was written by Rav Moshe Kardaviro. He lived in the 16th century. He was a Talmud of Rav Shleim Alkavitz, who wrote the Lechadoidi that we have in Kabbalah Shabbos. At the end of his life, the last year or two, he learned by the Arizal in Tzfas. The Arizal said by the Levaya of Rav Moshe Kardaviro that he was a person who lived without Avera, and he brought a pasuk to bring out this point that someone like Rav Moshe Kardaviro who dies without chet, it has to be attributed to Adam Harishon's chet. That's how special he was. When you learn his sefer, you'll see that he obviously did not just preach these things, but he lived and practiced what he preached. You can understand how he lived without Avera. His yard site is this Friday, Chaf Gimel Tammuz. Let's begin with Perek Rishon. Ha'adam roi sheyidam alekainai. It's correct for a person to emulate his creator. Ve'oz yeh besoit hatsura ha'olyoino. Tzelem udmus. And in that way, when a person acts like the Rabbeinu Shalalem acts, with the midos of the Rabbeinu Shalalem, how we perceive the midos of the Rabbeinu Shalalem, then a person can be like the Rabbeinu Shalalem. She'ilu yiduma begufay v'loy bepa'ulois. If a person will only appear like the Rabbeinu Shalalem in his looks, but not in his actions, harehu machziv hatsura, then he's a person who falsifies what the Rabbeinu Shalalem looks like. V'yemru alav, they'll say on him, tsura na'a, it's a nice tsura, however, umaisim ka'urim, his actions are disgusting. The words that he begins with in Taima Devaira is ha'adam ro'i, it's correct. Actually, there's a chiyav, v'halachta bedrachav, you have to go in the ways of the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's incumbent upon a person to do it. However, he says ha'adam ro'i, it's fitting. The reason why it's fitting is because it's basic. It's basic that a person should act the way the Rabbeinu Shalom acts. Can you imagine if you meet an old friend that you haven't seen in many years, and then you see his child who you never met, and this person's child is the spinning image of your friend, and you can't get over it. And all of a sudden, this nice friend of yours standing in front of his young child, this child acts rude, and in a way that's not becoming of especially your friend, totally out of character. It reflects negatively on the parent, on your good friend. It's the same with us. If we, who represent the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Tzelem Elokim, we act in a way that's not the way the Rabbeinu Shalom acts, not with Rachum, V'chanun, not any of the midas of the Rabbeinu Shalom, then it reflects in a way on the Rabbeinu Shalom in a way that's not good. So we can't consider ourselves that we are B'Tselem Elokim if we're not totally B'Tselem Elokim. Totally means not only the way we appear, but only but in addition to the way we act as well. What does it help if we look like the Rabbeinu Shalom, the most tavnus evarov, in the way that his bones are shaped, ubapulis, however, in our actions, we're not going to be like the Rabbeinu Shalom, like our Creator. Lefichach, therefore, roi, it's fitting, shiadame el pulis hakeser, we should emulate the actions of keser. Keser is how the Talmud Devaira refers to the 30 midos that he's going to discuss in these next prakim. Uramuzais beside hapsukim, it's all based on the psukim in Micha. The Navi Micha has a couple of psukim which say, Mikel kamaycha, who is like you, Rabbeinu Shalom? Noisei avon, you carry the averis of people before punishing. V'oivar al pesha l'sheris nachlosai. Loi hechzik la'ad apai, you don't remain with anger on them forever. Ki chafetz chesed, you're someone who wants chesed. Yoshev yirachameinu, the Rabbeinu Shalom returns to us with rachamim. Yichboi shavoy noiseinu, he suppresses our averis and he doesn't carry out punishment right away. V'sashlich, he throws b'metzulos yam into the depths of the sea, kol chatoisam, all of the averis of the Yidden. Titein emes liyakov, chesed la'avram, asher nishbat la'aviseinu mekedem. So we're going to see how he breaks up these couple of psukim into 13 different midos that we should emulate. Imkein roi, it's fitting, shetimse'en boi shloish esrei midos elu, va'achshav neforesh oisam hapulei shloish esrei roi shetien boi. We are now going to explain these 13 midos, and we'll begin with the first one. Ha'echad mikel kamaychen, that's the beginning of the first pasuk. Hayra, it teaches us al hayos HaKadosh Baruch Hu melech ne'elav. The Rabbeinu Shalom is someone who tolerates. Mashaloi soivel, he tolerates elbain, his insult. Mashaloi achileu rayon, something that's incomprehensible. As you'll see, Hari ein davar nista mehashgachas beli safek. There's nothing that's hidden from the Rabbeinu Shalom's hashgacha. He knows about everything going on, and he's in charge of everything going on, and nothing goes on without his wanting it to be. Va'oid ein rega, there is no moment in time, shelo yeh ha'odam nizoin, u'miskayim ikayach elyon ha'shefei alav. There is not a moment that people down here are not the benefactors of the Rabbeinu Shalom giving us kayach. There is no point that a person will do an aveira. Any moment that a person is doing an aveira, at that exact moment, he's getting life from the Rabbeinu Shalom. He's able to move, he's able to walk, he's able to talk. Why? Because the Rabbeinu Shalom allows him to do so. Yet this person is doing an aveira at the exact moment that he's receiving life from the Rabbeinu Shalom. Yet the Rabbeinu Shalom continues to give him life. Even though that kayach that he's getting from the Rabbeinu Shalom, the person is channeling it to do aveira. The Rabbeinu Shalom does not say, I'm not giving you any kayach. He continues to sustain him. He still breathes life into him. This insulting act of the person, that the person is doing an avera that the Rabbeinu Shalom doesn't want him to do. Still, the Rabbeinu Shalom tolerates it. While the person is receiving kayach from the Rabbeinu Shalom, he does an aveira, and the Rabbeinu Shalom tolerates it. Don't say she'eni yochalim noyim imenu hatoiv hahu. Chas v'shalom. Don't say the Rabbeinu Shalom can't stop it. Sharei b'kaychei berega k'memrei. In an instant, the Rabbeinu Shalom can stop any act of a person. Liyavish yodav v'raglov. Like he did to Yeravam. Yeravam was being maktik toiris on the Mizbeach, and the Novi told him that the Rabbeinu Shalom was not happy about it, and Yeravam heard him loud and clear. And the Novi said to Yeravam that the Mizbeach is going to split. And when the Novi said that to Yeravam, Yeravam stuck out his hand as if to say, Tafsuhu, the Novi says. The Pasuk HaMalachim said, Tifsu, grab him. He wanted that Navi that was saying that about Yeravam should be locked up, should be hurt, should be killed. As soon as he pointed his hand, Vativash Yodai, the Pasuk says, his hand shriveled up. How did that happen? The Rabbeinu Shalom didn't want that Yeravam should be able to do any more because he was doing something that was against what the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted. But as Rashi points out, an unbelievable midah of the Rabbeinu Shalom, he was doing avodah zarah. He was going against the Rabbeinu Shalom, and the Rabbeinu Shalom did not stop him. He only stopped him when he was going against the Navi. He showed that he honored the covet of the tzaddik more than the Rabbeinu Shalom's own covet. When he was going against the Navi, that's when the Rabbeinu Shalom had Yeravam's hand stop moving. However, when he was going against the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Rabbeinu Shalom swallowed that insult and allowed him to continue. We will continue in Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow.